Good morning. My name is Leslie Keller, and I will be your conference operator for today. At this time, I would like to welcome you to the conference call on reports on economic activity, public finances, and public debt as of the first quarter of 2019. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a questions and answers session. If you would like to make a question during this time, please press star 8 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press star 8 again. I will now introduce you to the speaker, Mario Alejandro Gaitán González, Chief Economist of the Ministry of Finance, and Gabriel Llorio González, Head of Public Debt Unit of the Ministry of Finance, to proceed with the remarks. Please go ahead.
Hello and good morning. Thank you for joining this conference that covers the quarterly report. I will start by talking about the main messages regarding the economic activity and public finances. And then Gabriel Llorio, head of the Ministry Public Credit Unit, will take over to talk about the debt report. During the first month of 2019, global economic activity showed signs of a slowdown with respect to 2018 year-end. This occurred in a context of greater restrictions on international trade, China's economic slowdown, and adverse political factors in some countries. In this context, the Mexican economy activity continued to show positive growth, although with less dynamism. According to the timely preliminary estimates published by INEGI in the first quarter of 2019, GDP grew 1.3% in line with market estimates. Regarding quarterly growth, in the January-March of 2019 period, GDP decreased at a quarterly rate of 0.2%, with seasonally adjusted figures. In particular, non-oil exports and private consumption continue to show a positive trend. Moreover, it is expected that social programs will have a positive impact in the economy by stimulating domestic consumption once they are fully implemented. Similarly, in the first quarter of 2019, labor market continued to show in a stable trend, which was reflected in a low unemployment rate of 3.6%. Inflation showed a downward trajectory during the first quarter of 2019. At the end of March, annual headline inflation stood at 4%, which is 0.17 percentage points below the one registered by year-end of 2018. This reduction is mainly due to lower international reference prices of energy products. Up to the first quarter of the year, the Mexican peso appreciated 1.1% compared to the end of 2018. Now, let me turn to the main results regarding public finances. During the first quarter of 2019, the main public balances in the first quarter were better than expected in the program. In particular, the primary balance showed a 98 billion peso surplus, which is larger than expected in the program of 81.6 billion pesos. This result is in line with the primary surplus target that we have of 1% of GDP by 2019. The public sector balance registered 24.5 billion pesos, lower than the program deficit of 67.7 billion pesos. Finally, the public sector borrowing requirement, which is the broadest measure of the balance, registered 17.8 billion pesos deficit, consistent with the 2019 target of a deficit of 2.5% of GDP. Analyzing the revenue side, in the first quarter of 2019, tax revenue showed a favorable evolution. Compared to the same period of the previous year, VAT collection, excluding refunds, increased 1.7% in annual terms, and income tax increased by 1.9%. Consequently, tax revenues increased by 5.1% in real terms with respect to those in the first quarter of 2018, although 3.5 billion pesos lower than the approved in the calendar, mainly due to an increase in VAT refunds that were unexpectedly high and amounted an increase in 26.8% in real terms with regard to 2018. The federal government revenues increased by 2.2% in the first quarter of 2019 with respect to the same period of 2018 and were 10.5 billion pesos above the program. Finally, total revenues were 1.2% lower in real terms than in the first quarter of 2018 and 68.7 billion pesos lower than program, mainly due to the lower oil revenues from Pemex. On the expenditure side, the following was observed. As of the first quarter of 2019, the net paid expenditure amounted to 1,345 billion pesos, which is 86.7 billion pesos lower than expected in the program. Program average expenditure was 65.5 billion pesos lower than expected as a result of lower expenses of the Public Central Administration, the Mexican Institute of Social Security, ISSSTE, Pemex, and the Direct Budgetary Control Organism, Pemex and the autonomous entities. This is mainly explained because of the reconfiguration of social programs and the modification in the government's procurement policy to improve the efficiency and impact of public expenditure. Moreover, non-programmable expenditure was below the program by 21.1 billion pesos, mainly because of lower financial costs and lower payment of commitment acquired by the federal government in previous fiscal years, which is called a deficit in Spanish. Lastly, let me mention that the stabilization funds balances at the end of March 2019 amounted to 402 billion pesos, which is 14.7 billion pesos higher than observed at the end of 2018. The public financial results I have described and those of the public debt that Gabriel Llorio will now explain are consistent with the fiscal targets for 2019. Now I pass the microphone to Gabriel Llorio.
Thank you, Alejandro. Good morning to everyone. I will address the public debt report, section of the report. On my intervention, I will address topics related with external debt and the two transactions that we have done during the first quarter of 2019. I would like to point out that markets are open for UMS and for the federal government debt and also for public sector and private entities. Also, I will address the transactions and operations that we have been doing in the domestic market. Next, I will also talk about debt levels, which currently are settled in 42.3% of GDP. And finally, I will address risk issues related with the debt portfolio to pass to Q&A. So let me first start emphasizing that the commitment of the current administration is to use public indebtedness in a responsible and transparent manner. This commitment is a fundamental part of the fiscal discipline framework aimed at executing an austere and efficient public budget, which at the same time allows maintaining a sustainable and decreasing debt trajectory. The actions in the management on public liabilities are being conducted by the principle of transparency, and consistent with this principle, the Ministry of Finance has been reporting regularly in detail and transparently about the debt policy, the actions and the evolutions of public liabilities, as well as the transactions that we have carried out in the markets. In this sense, the evolution of debt in the first quarter of 2019 was consistent with the objectives as well as with the annual borrowing plan that we published early in the year. At the end of the first quarter of 2019, public debt maintains a consistent trend with the fiscal policy objectives for this year. The historical balance of the public sector borrowing requirements was 42.3% of GDP, lower in 2.5 percent points to the level observed at the end of 2019. Regarding to public debt management of the first quarter of 2019, I will now point out some of the highlights presented in the report and that make reference to the transactions that we have carried out in the local and international markets. Beginning with external debt, in January, a transaction was carried out in the internal capital markets through which $2 billion of global bonds maturing in April 2029 were placed. With this placement, the federal government established a new benchmark bond in the 10-year dollar market with a yield rate of 4.577%. and a coupon rate of 4.5%. This transaction allowed the federal government to provide greater liquidity to the yield curve in the dollar market and increase the efficiency of the price discovery process for other Mexican issuers, both public and private, by establishing a 10-year benchmark bond. Also, the transaction allows us to expand the investor base and preserve the diversity of access to credit in international markets, financial markets. The operation had a total demand of approximately $8 billion after we gave the guidance price, but before that we almost reached $10 billion, which the closing price was equivalent, and the demand was equivalent to four times the amount issued, with a participation of more than 320 institutional investors from America, Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. Also in April of the federal government carried out a transaction in the euro market through which 1.5 billion euros were placed at a term of 7 years, maturing in 2026, as well as 1 billion euros at a term of 20 years, maturing in 2039. With these transactions, the federal government obtained resources for a total amount of 2.5 billion euros, approximately 2.8 billion US dollars. The new 7-year benchmark was placed at a yield rate of 1.669% and at a coupon rate of 1.625%. Also, the new 20-year benchmark bond was placed at a yield rate of 2.969% and at a coupon rate of 2.875%. It is worth mentioning that this is the first time that the federal government issues a bond with a term of 20 years in the euro market, and additionally that the reached coupon rate of 2.875% in the new bond with maturity in 2039 represents historical minimums compared to the past issues that the federal government has carried out in the euro market with terms of between 15 and 100 years. The operation had a demand close to 9 billion euros, 3.6 times the total amount issued, which more than 5.1 billion euros in 7-year tranche. This was almost 3.4 times the amount placed, and more than 3.9 billion euros in the 20-year tranche, which is equivalent to 3.9 times the amount placed in that tranche. In total, more than 545 orders were received from investors in Europe, America, Asia, and the Middle East, 309 orders for the 7-year bond, and 236 orders for the 20-year bond. I would like to highlight that we managed to take benefit of the flat structures of the market and the curves, and that we saw an equivalent demand on the 20-year bond compared with the 7-year bond tranche. This transaction, together with the one made in January 16 for an amount of $2 billion US dollars, allowed the federal government to cover all of its market debt amortizations denominated for foreign currency scheduled for 2019. It is important to highlight that these transactions are in line with the federal government debt strategy announced in 2019, an annual borrowing plan, which established that international markets would be used in a complementary way and only when favorable financing conditions prevail. Just to close this section on international markets, after UMS did the first transactions, some of the private corporates started also to tap the markets in the US dollar market. Regarding to domestic debt, it is worth mentioning that in March 13, 2019, a new fixed rate bond was placed to serve as reference bond for a 5-year term. This placement was carried out through a syndicate auction for a total amount of 15 billion pesos. The new bond due in September 2024 will grant a yield rate of 7.95% and will pay a coupon rate of 8%. I would like to highlight again in this transaction, we started to implement a new optimization process that aims to diversify the due dates of amortizations for our local government. So from now on, some of the instruments that the federal government will take to the domestic market will start having due dates on either on March or September. On the other hand, as part of the federal government strategy to improve the profile of debt repayment, in March 27th, we conducted an exchange of M bonds in the domestic market, and these operations In this operation, EME bonds were received from, with maturities in 2019, 2020, 2021, and 2022, and EME bonds were delivered with maturities in 2024, 2026, 2029, and 2031. In total, 26 billion pesos were assigned, decreasing the amortizations for 2019 in almost 700 million pesos, for 2020 in 9,000 million pesos, and for 2021 in 7,500 million pesos, and for 2022 in 8,800 million pesos. In regarding to debt levels, as I mentioned, in the first quarter in 2019, the historical balance of public sector borrowing requirements, the broadest measure of public debt, stood at 42.3% of GDP, which is lower by 2.5 percent points than the observed level at the end of 2018. It is important to mention that according to the economic guidelines for 2019 and in the precriterios published in March of this year, the fiscal policy of this administration will be oriented to maintain a stable and descending trajectory of the debt-to-GDP ratio. And with respect to public sector net debt, which includes the net debt of the federal government and the state-owned enterprises and development banks, this figure was 43.6% of GDP at the end of the first quarter of 2019. The domestic share of the net debt stood at 27.9% of GDP at the external share amount, and the external share amounted to 15.7% of GDP. Lastly, the federal government debt was 32.5% of GDP at the end of the of this quarter. The domestic component of this net debt stood at 25.1% of GDP, and the external components amounted to 7.4% of GDP. Finally, regarding to debt portfolio matters, as the first quarter of 2019, the federal government debt portfolio preserved low-risk indicators. Let me underline three of the main ones. The currency risk remained low, with 77.3% of the federal government net debt being denominated in domestic currency. Additionally, refinancing risk remains a low level, since the average maturity of foreign market debt is 18.9 years, and the average maturity of domestic market debt is 7.9 years. Lastly, interest rate risk is also limited, with 83.2% of domestic market debt held at long term at a fixed rate, while 100% of all the external debt is at a fixed rate. I will close my intervention now. Thank you for your attention, and we will proceed now to Q&A.